Grandpa misses Grandma too. Sometimes he starts to call out to her in the kitchen and then remembers she's not there anymore.
Does Jesus care when we've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to us? Oh, yes, he cares. Hi there. Come on in. Uncle Charlie here. A little bit of a sad story today. It's called The Memory Box, but it has a good lesson for us. First, these verses from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Our story, The Memory Box. Whenever Blakely visited her grandparents, Grandma usually called her into the kitchen to help prepare a snack. But Grandpa didn't call her today. Blakely sighed as she rocked slowly in her grandmother's favorite chair. How's school going? Asked Grandpa. Okay, said Blakely. She looked at the wall where a picture of her grandparents was hanging. She closed her eyes tightly and wished Grandma would be standing there when she opened them. But that couldn't happen, of course. You miss Grandma, don't you? Grandpa asked quietly. A tear slid down Blakely's cheek. I miss her too, honey, Grandpa said with a sad look on his face. Sometimes I want to call out to her in the kitchen to talk with her. It's hard to accept the fact that she isn't here anymore. He opened the drawer of a table and pulled out a box. When I feel especially sad, I look through this memory box. As each picture or article brings back memories, I thank God for special times and the ordinary ones that I could spend with Grandma. Grandpa held out the box and Blakely took it. Oh, here's a picture of Grandma planting flowers out front, exclaimed Blakely. And here's one I drew of them. Blakely and Grandpa talked a little about the lovely garden Grandma had each year. Shall we thank God for that? Asked Grandpa. Blakely nodded and Grandpa prayed. Father, thank you so much for Grandma and for the time you allowed us to share with her. Thank you for the memory of the beautiful garden she planted. We miss her so much, but we know she's with you now. We thank you for that, too. Help us look to you for strength and comfort. A few tears wet Grandpa's face, and he hugged Blakely very tightly. I have an idea, said Blakely. She went to the kitchen, and Grandpa followed. He smiled as Blakely began putting crackers and cheese on a plate, just like Grandma used to do. Grandma used to tell funny stories when we were in the kitchen together, said Blakely with a grin. The funniest one was about how she met you. She giggled and gave Grandpa a hug. I'll tell you what she said. Well, how about you? Has someone you love died? Even when you know they're now in heaven with Jesus, you'll still feel sad and miss them. Tell God about it. He understands your pain. If you know Jesus, look forward to the day when you'll be reunited with loved ones in heaven. Meanwhile, thank God for the good memories of that person and the happy times you shared. Revelation 21 verse 4, God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death nor sorrow. And our key thought, thank God for happy memories. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Do keep in mind that we are a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now.